In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
First, I'd like to express my gratitude to Father Sean Donovan, a priest of the Diocese of Tulsa, Oklahoma, who is offering Holy Mass for us today. Father is on a little vacation and willingly offered to celebrate Holy Mass for us. Secondly, I'd like to express publicly, although he is not here, my gratitude to Father Conandero, who was with you last Sunday when the world was turned upside down for us. I'm grateful to him for his deep solicitude and love of the oratory and the good shepherding that he provided to you all in my absence. I would like to come to you today with assurances that things will continue as they have been, but I cannot offer that to you. I would like to offer you words of exhortation about what our future will be, nor can I offer that to you as well. Thus far, we will continue as we have in the absence of any indication or exhortation to the contrary. But as to what the future will be, I simply do not know. Not because I necessarily expect something bad or evil to transpire, but I simply do not know. I would never have anticipated that we would find ourselves in the situation in which we now do find ourselves. Therefore, to say what the future will be or how things will pass simply now is beyond my comprehension, my understanding. Nor can I give you really any explanation for why this has happened to us, this particular modo proprio and the things that have been said to us and done to us. Why this? Why now? Why in this particular manner? I do not have the answers to this. And like you, there is confusion and anxiety. There is a deep and abiding sadness and sorrow. There also is an anger and a frustration. When all things dealing with in the church, this is the issue with which we must contend, and this is the reality that the Holy Father decides to undertake. It is beyond my understanding. But here is where we find ourselves. And so, what is our answer to the world and now which we live, and how do we respond to that which has been presented before us? And beautifully today, we celebrate the feast of St. James the Apostle, martyr, St. Christopher, martyr. And the words of St. Paul to the Corinthians are words that we need to pay heed to. We are fools for Christ. We suffer. We are buffeted. We are mocked. We are reviled. We are persecuted. And we are ridiculed. It doesn't matter from where the persecution comes, whether it be those outside the walls of the church or now in the very heart of Holy Mother Church herself, we still are persecuted. And the mystery of the Lord's cross remains prominent and central in our lives. The simple fact is this, brothers and sisters, the cross doesn't disappear, nor is the cross merely something to be overcome. The cross must be embraced as the very heart of who we are as Catholic men and women, which means in every aspect of our lives, there will be suffering, and we must meet that suffering with joy and confidence, not relying upon our own strength, but relying upon God and finding strength in Him. It is easy to preach these words. It is easy to hear these words. It only becomes difficult when one is presented with the very situation in which we find ourselves now. We might be tempted then to allow our anger to well up inside of us and to overshadow the great good that God has accomplished for us. We might allow the doubt and confusion to lead us to questioning the very foundation of the church and the very foundation of our faith. And our anxiety might lead us then to do or say things that we cannot necessarily take back. I'm going to leave the church. I'm going to abandon the practice of my faith. I'm going to go here or there or do this or that. Those thoughts have crossed my mind. I suspect they will continue to cross my mind. But as they do so, I must come back to these words because that impetus, that desire to move to something comfortable, something understandable, is also putting aside the cross that the Lord has asked me to bear. And I cannot do that. As much as I might want to do that, as much as I might be inclined to say, it's much easier to find a place that is comfortable and secure. But if I'm away from Peter, as profoundly dysfunctional as Peter may be, truly cannot be where I ought to be and doing what it is that I need to be doing. I don't have answers, and I wish, as your shepherd, I could provide them for you. I will tell you this, that the cross that you are being asked to bear, I will bear with you. In the suffering that we are asked to endure, I will suffer along with you. Please forgive me. I had hoped that I had cried myself out, which I have done for the last week. I hoped that all my sadness and my sorrow had simply disappeared. But obviously such is not the case. And I think for all of us that sadness will continue. Because even if we are blessed to continue as we have been, we will always live under the anxiety and the specter that at any given moment this may be snatched from us. That someone will come along and decide that he knows better than the wisdom of 1,000 years and will pull the rug from under us. That surety that we had merely a week ago, maybe 10 days ago, no longer exists. The world we already know is a shifting place, a world that is turned upside down, a world in which many of us simply cannot find a place. And because we cannot find a place, we cannot find traction. And because we cannot find traction, we live under menace and anxiety in every moment of our days. And we thought that at least here, in this place, we would find some measure of peace. But as much as we might be tempted to believe that our peace has been taken from us, nothing could be further from the truth. Because our peace is in Christ. Our peace is in Holy Mother Church. Our peace is in all the holy men and women who have gone before us, especially those who have shed their blood and have done so in defense of the faith. We are now being asked to do the same. And while it may not require the losing of our bodies, it certainly will require great sacrifice from us. And so I am asking you to sacrifice with me, to remain with me, and to remain with one another, that we may find our hope in God and also our strength and our love and support for what God has done for us here at our great oratory. There are so many signs that can lead to despair. But there is only one sign that overcomes all of those, and that is Christ himself, present in the Most Holy Eucharist. And so, as the Lord said to the sons of Zebedee, you indeed will drink from the chalice of which I drink, and we do, and it is now before us. The cross of Christ is prominent and real and true. And all of us, as believers in his great mystery, are called to carry that cross. But as the Lord himself also says, we do all of this that we might be drawn more deeply in relationship with the Father. And that place that the sons of Zebedee asked for, one to the right and one to the left, is truly now for us and prepared for us if we can just endure with the Lord. By the mystery of his cross, in the Holy Eucharist that we celebrate this day, let us ask for the strength and the courage that we need to be thought of as fools for Christ and wise in the things of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.